It's Jordan Davis. Bar none on 103.7 WHHT. I'm Kelly McKay, and Kathy from the Barron County Chamber of Commerce has joined me. Hello.
Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning. How's it going?
You know what? If it's 79, I'm looking at your little thing over here. It's 78 degrees at 9:16. I'm absolutely in heaven. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No kidding. No kidding. That's actually the interior temperature, I think. I don't think that's the exterior temp. I think that's the interior temp.
I walked up here and it's no jacket. Everything is lovely. I mean, I love this time of year.
Very pleasant.
Yes.
Very pleasant. Perfect weather for a ribbon cutting later this morning.
You know what? We are going to be celebrating EZRX. They are the new prescription center. The Subway, Ollie's, that kind of strip mall right there, they are going into that new facility. Well, it's not new. It's new to them. And it's going to be today from 11 to 12 in Kelly. They are doing some kind of secret door prize giveaway that we're all going to register for. They're not going to draw for it today, but it's going to be something that I think they're going to announce what they're giving away. So that is going to be a lot of fun. So 11 to 12 today, I think that you should, if you're able to come and celebrate this new business, they would absolutely appreciate it. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, definitely. And go out and help them. They're very excited for this adventure and looking forward to seeing everybody today. And then there's another ribbon cutting on Thursday.
Well, you know what, Kelly? I think this time of the year, everybody loves, you know, they've got the new facilities. They've got new businesses opening. And so we're wanting to celebrate. But on Thursday, we're not celebrating a new business. We are celebrating just a gem in this community. And we are going to celebrate their 40th anniversary. And you might know them. It is the
Kids on the Block.
Yes.
Yes. We just wrapped our Dash for Sheldon a week ago Saturday, and that was a great event for the kids in our area, and we appreciate everyone who has donated and been a sponsor and just made that event such a huge success every year.
Well, they are gems, like I said, mm-hmm. and I have been fortunate to work without them throughout my entire career, here, there, and yonder. And they leave such a mark on our children that needs to be educated in such a fun kind of way. We want to definitely celebrate them. And because they don't have a storefront here in town, they're actually going to celebrate their 40th year at the Chamber office here on the square. And guess what?
What?
They are doing a taco bar.
Oh, fun. I didn't even know about that. That's a surprise to me. Ashley didn't tell me that. Well, fun. So they're providing lunch.
They are providing lunch. So that is going to be at 11 a.m. here in the city building on the square. And so come out and celebrate these volunteers that just give so much to our kids.
Yes. Definitely. And we have another ribbon cutting. It's just a full week of ribbon cutting.
Well, it is. And like I said, this time of the year, you know, everybody loves. But they have come up with this wonderful thing, Kelly, at the Barron County High School. And they are basically, it's the medium to moderately disabled children at the Barron County High School. And they have come together with this idea, and they are going to be offering coffee, and it's called Courageous Cup. Mm-hmm. And so we'll be able to get a cup of their special made coffee, and that's going to be Friday at 9 a.m. at the Barron County High School. So we'll be able to get a cup of coffee that morning and kind of experience what those special sweet children are making, and the money, we'll find out where their monies are going as to what they are going to do. And I'm sure it's to benefit that program.
Okay. All right. And looking into next week, I know there's one more ribbon cutting that you want to talk about. And then, of course, our Achievement in Business Awards.
Yeah. Well, I think that's all of our ribbon cuttings. But we'll do the Achievement in Business Award. I guess we were talking about the Butterfly Garden.
Grand opening celebration.
And that's going to be May the 7th. That's a Wednesday afternoon at 4 o'clock. And I've been fortunate to be in that class. And this was a project that we voted on to do for the community. It'll be here forevermore. And it is going to be beautiful. There's a beautiful mural. And, you know, the state park, again, is just such a wonderful place to go and recreate. You can do it for free, and you can enjoy this beautiful butterfly garden that we're going to be doing on May the 7th at 4 o'clock at Barron River State Park. And then our next big event is our Achievement and Business Awards. We're going to be celebrating the small business person, the farmer of the year, the woman and business award called the Magnolia, a couple of more that, you know, you probably know the people you and you have probably done business with them. And so we are going to celebrate those people at 11 o'clock to 1:30 at the Willow Oaks Golf Club. And there are just a few more tickets left. So if you are really interested in going, you can get on our website at www.barroninc.com, or you can call our office at 270-651-3161, and we'll get you signed up for that event.
All right. Kathy, thanks so much for being here this morning and giving us an update with what's going on at the Barron County Chamber of Commerce. And if you want to find out more, you can log on to the website again. That's one more time.
www.barroninc.com.
All right. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Kelly.
You're welcome.